Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't you see me?
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So, I, like you, watched some of the highlights from the State of the Union address, particularly the parts where you had the Democrats, in the form of Nancy Pelosi, shredding the speech of the president, and where you had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez out there calling Rush Limbaugh a violent racist. And we're going to cover those in detail, simply because of what these mean. But I have a question. I have a question for anybody out there that's a Democrat. And while I'm posting this question to you, I apologize for the diminishment of my voice, but I've been doing a lot of shouting here lately after coming off of the Black Plague. I want to know why you Democratic cowards have not yet launched another civil war to free America from the totalitarian nightmare that you think President Donald J. Trump is. If this is truly Hitler II, the electric boogaloo, then isn't it your sacred duty to remove this cancer on our body politic with arms, with weapons, dangerous weapons if necessary? I do get that you Democrats have a track record on insurrections designed to oppress the rights of Americans you feel superior to. That is pretty poor, 0-1, but come on, heroes of democracy, make your move. Just sitting here in the midst of this crisis, you keep whining about what makes you look like sissies or lying piles of talking garbage. Actually, both. Your hero, Jerry Nadler, while on parole from the chocolate factory, told the Senate that this is about our elected president. Only his will goes. He is a dictator. This must not stand, and that is another reason he must be removed from office. A dictator. Wow. That's pretty bad, right? I mean, unless the dictator is leftist, because Castro was just dreamy. But since this is a threat to our democracy, because Trump is a non-leftist dictator, aren't you guys morally obligated to take action and remove him? Question mark? It's obvious that these treacherous, treason-loving traitors of treachery, the Republican senators, won't toss the guy who did nothing wrong out of office, so you can start working on throwing Mike Pence out of office, likely for the high crime and misdemeanor of trying to make America into the Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You have to act now. You have to go home to your mom's basements and dorms and tacky urban apartments and billionaire mansions and get your guns and... Oh, wait a minute. Right. I know this is awkward now, isn't it? Yeah. But by the way, if Trump is a dictator, why do you want to disarm the American people so the only one with guns would be the dictator Trump? I mean, I'm just asking for you guys to focus. If you're supposed to be for the people, I mean, which people? Okay. I'm going to make a presumption here. Maybe you don't have guns like a real man would. Let's assume you can find some guns. Now you need the water to water the kale bush of liberty with the blood of patriots. Okay, maybe you're going to need to find another word besides patriots, because that's a term that upsets you too. But because Trump is a dictator, we're obviously in an extreme situation that calls for extreme measures. It's totally time to figuratively fire on Fort Sumter again, Democrats. Maybe this time it will work out better for you. Jerry Nadler will lead his unit, the 5-1 Oompa Loompa Brigade, known as Wonka's Own, against the perilous peril of a president who got elected without the leftist elite permission. Can't you just see him standing there in front of his men, women, and non-binary others? A midget Mussolini, his belt cinched tightly around his clavicle so that no matter what he wears, his pistol is always in a shoulder holster. Then, there's the googly-eyed Audie Murphy of the Intelligence Committee, Generalissimo Adam Schiff, ready to lead the dreaded fighting pencil necks of the 69th Brigade into battle, uttering their unit, Ed Buck who? Now, Trump's a dictator, so, of course, Schiff will fight because if America falls under the rule of a dictator, he has to be removed, right? Others would join the fight, too. Ted Lieu can be your JAG. Maybe Rashida Tlaib could help lead the kind of battlefield victories her pals, the Palestinian terrorists, are known for. And Ilhan Omar, who still has a beef with the army for running up the score against these scumbag murderers in Mogadishu, would no doubt resist alongside her brothers slash husbands in arms. And maybe that's Lieutenant Colonel to you, Vindman, could finally get a battalion command. Colin Kaepernick could try out for a unit, and when no one calls him, he can tell you that you are all racists. And, of course, the newly anointed Democrat, cruise director Billy Crystal, and his crew of Frito-Con swabbies can handle the naval operations. Anchors away. Even Eric Swalwell could contribute, despite his well-known aversion to the kind of weapons that men use in the defense of freedom. He can be in charge of chemical weapons and poison gas. Now remember, removing Trump is a sacred, somber, prayerful, moral obligation because he's a dictator. Words, leftists, words actually do mean something. And dictator means something, and a lot of Americans have had experience with real ones, either before moving here or while deployed. Some have actually seen them up close. Some have actually, you know, put cuffs on some of them. And so the next time you pampered prissies want to spew your MSNBC-approved rhetoric, save it. Save it. You've gone past the time. I mean, you can look at the Iowa caucuses, and I mean, you guys, you can't even be in, you can't run a mobile phone app meant to tabulate votes. And this has been, apps have been a thing since what, 2000, since the iPhone. When did the iPhone come out? 2007? So here we are 13 years later, and you guys can't put out an app to where you can actually give out results of the Iowa caucus, which you have run for decades. You can't run that. You can't give it out. And Peter Buttigieg is coming out in front. Now, how does that play? How does that play? On the one hand, you've got James Carville. He's out there raising the roof because Sanders could win. This is your party. You guys are socialists. You're communists now. Tear up the speech all you want. You cannot. That's putting your head in the sand, Nancy. And I don't even want to see what's up in the air. And going after Rush Limbaugh, who for a long time was the first and the most effective of the continued re-education that you guys have ordered. And we're going to talk about the re-education that you have ordered of America when he is finally, he finally meets something that he has to fight that he may probably lose to. And attacking him in this moment and having glee over the fact that he may be dying. You guys are an evil of the type of which I have never seen, but I do know how to deal with. So either pick up a weapon or shut the hell up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
SCZ USA. Delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. SCZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, there's a flip side to this call for me, from me, for them to pick up a weapon and to go for it. And it is one that they're not anticipating, because one thing that the left never does is they never do the math all the way out. They don't, you know, show their work and, you know, extend it all the way out. Now, let's take the sum of everything that has happened up to this point. The Democrats have conspired with foreign agents. They lied, they cheated, and they denied due process to Donald Trump. In doing so, they were doing the same to us because Donald Trump represents us. If they are willing to do that to a duly elected president in order to obtain power, what do you expect them to do should they come after us? And what do you expect they will do if we refuse to be disarmed? The Democrats understand one thing, and they understand it very keenly. An armed American can say no to a certain point and can cause carnage. And they can't have that. If they want to radically change the American extant for more than two centuries, they need to first disarm Americans. And they realize asking nicely is not going to accomplish this. Therefore, the ever-equable Democrats have suffered a recrudescence of their desire for the disease of civil war, a disease that has lain dormant for over 160 years now. They're going to do their utmost to create a situation where blood is spilled and lives are lost to engender this war. And it's called the Red Flag Law, if you haven't figured that out already, but that's for a story for another day. They believe that only bloodshed will finally get the people on their side, willing to cede to them the control that they need to fundamentally transform the United States of America. Do you feel the need for that to be a thing? Do you feel that need? And in their minds, they have no choice. It is only with a solemn mind and prayerfulness that they make this decision. And they, along with their partners in the media, have tried convincing. They've tried disguising legislation. They've tried imprecation of law-abiding gun owners as un-American, and nothing has worked. Virginia, the Virginian gun laws, are about the realization by Democrats the only way to win is to make Americans the enemy, and the only way to do that is to put blood on their hands. So right now they have full control of a state government, including the governorship. Democrats in Virginia have acted with, you know, whole lot of arrogance and passing legislation, although some is being stopped now, some's, you know, falling short, which would result in gun confiscation and negation of the Constitution. And only through a violent and bloody confrontation can they unleash the dogs of war on law-abiding Americans. I used to have a sweatshirt when I was a kid. I wore to junior high school. I had a teacher that picked on me because it said, "Virginia is for lovers." Virginia may once have been for lovers, but after the Democratic machinations, they're going to need a new tagline. Virginia could be a harbinger of what is to come nationwide. If they succeed in Virginia, they can be expected to try the same tactics in other states run by Democrats. Governor Northam, who is most famous for wearing blackface and thinking that babies laying on the table can be aborted, did his best to provoke bloodshed at the Second Amendment rally held in Richmond. That I advised everybody not to go. I was happy to be wrong, but I don't think I was wrong. I knew what his intention was. I knew what he wanted to do. The fact that he wasn't able to pull it off, well, that just shows that, you know, that's Iowa all over. That's the Iowa caucuses for you. Look at what happens there. Look at what he wanted to do. He couldn't do it. He put up fences, declared a state of emergency. He illegally banned legally owned and carried guns. He meretriculously dissembled about multiple intelligence agencies warning him of imminent violence, even terrorism. And then, of course, there was the media that just jumped on that. They just lapped that up like gravy. gravy on a corpse. And they did their part with serial warnings of violence by the right-wingers and the white supremacists, and the nation was told it would comprise the many tens of thousands attending the rally. Their message gleefully warned of inevitable bloodshed deliberately spilled by bad people. That was the plan. Northam and his minions planned all of that. They needed to build enough tension to foment the violence necessary to taint all legal gun owners as illegitimate nuts. Members of his administration had threatened calling out the National Guard to seize guns from people whom they hoped would refuse to obey their new legislation. These threats were in response to more than 100 towns and cities and counties declaring themselves to be Second Amendment sanctuary entities where the new laws would not be enforced. Because the left only supports sanctuary for illegal aliens. Virginia Democrats didn't realize that making war on Americans who support the Second Amendment while trashing the Constitution will not get them the new Civil War that they so much want, covet, and think they're going to have, that they need, that they can win. It will only precipitate a new revolution, which will completely and utterly destroy them and their party for a generation, which they're in the middle of doing that now. Their arrogance for you, America, is on parade. Pay attention to this. They're showing you how they feel about you. The rally in Richmond, you know, I know this is old news, but it turned out it was 100% patriotic and peaceful. Not a single arrest. They picked up their own trash. The only thing they didn't do was sing Kumbaya. And there was no endemic violence. And the Democrats have put all their cards on the table. Everybody out there, all of you, if you are a freedom-loving American, you must now understand what is coming. The left is coming. And they're coming for your constitutional rights. And they're coming for your guns in order to take your constitutional rights away from you. The problem is that we're Americans. We're not the French. We're not that kind of passive citizenry. We will never surrender our rights when demanded to by an unholy alliance of politicians, media, and an unelected elite. We will fight. Oh, yes. And, you know, the left does not understand what will happen when they task the National Guard and the LEOs to take legally owned guns. They live in an echo chamber and can't conceive of anybody telling them no. But they will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is claiming victory after the Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. In a statement, Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says this was a sham impeachment attempt concocted by Democrats that ended with full exoneration of the president. She also says that President Trump is going to continue to work on behalf of the American people in 2020 and beyond, and will put this shameful behavior by Democrats in the past. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky characterizes how he thought the impeachment trial went.
So I'm not sitting here predicting what will be the biggest issue in November, but I can tell you this. If
can tell you this. Right now, this is a political loser for them.
And just into the newsroom, Kirk Douglas, one of the first box office stars of the silver screen, has died at the age of 103. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Excuse my voice. I'm still working on it. You know, when you look at things, one thing that I think you have to take into account is one unspoken topic that has really been the precursor that enabled the impeachment of our president. There were thousands of qualified Trump supporters who wanted to join his administration. But whoever was put in charge of personnel decided to retain Obama employees or hire Never Trumpers, who collectively either resisted or actively undermined Trump and his American First agenda. And the consequences of this have been playing out in front of us with a whole bunch of... We have wasted so much time on problems that don't exist versus problems that do exist that we should have been tackling. And the president has very artfully maneuvered his way around this, but I mean, where would we be if it hadn't been for some of these really bad decisions? A guy named Paul Sperry, he wrote an article. Whistleblower was overheard in 17 discussing how ally had removed Trump. Paul Sperry describes a plot hatched by Obama holdovers and Democrat partisans in the White House National Security Council to remove Trump from office. According to Sperry, after a staff-wide meeting called by then National Security Advisor Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, NSC co-workers Eric Ciaramella and Sean Misko, both Obama holdovers, were overheard talking about toppling Flynn and Trump. In fact, there's a lot of people who think Ciaramella is the whistleblower. They were Obama administration holdovers. Now, these two guys are central to impeachment, as it was. And Ciaramella said, we need to take him out. And Misko replied, yeah, we need to do everything we can to take out the president. This wasn't the only time they exhibited open hostility to the president. During the following months, both were accused of leaking negative information about Trump to the media. So Ciaramella, who has been unofficially identified as the whistleblower of the leaked Trump July 25th, 2019 conversation with Ukraine's president that provided the pretext for impeachment. Sperry states that former NSC co-workers and congressional sources identified Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who held Ciaramella's old position at the NSC, as the Democrat partisan who leaked the information to Ciaramella on July 26th. Then, the same day, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff hired Misko to head up the investigation of Trump. They hired a guy from the Trump administration to head up the, that was a holdover from the Obama administration. Sperry also identifies another Schiff recruit believed to be part of the clandestine political operation against Trump. So, that would be Abby Grace, who also worked closely with Ciaramella at the NSC, both before and after Trump was elected. During the Trump administration, Grace was an assistant to Obama National Security aide Ben Rhodes, who was as qualified to have that job as I am. It's disturbing to say the least that such opponents of the administration remained in high positions well into the tenure of President Trump. And what's more disturbing is that there was no action taken against Ciaramella and Misko when their comments at the Flynn meeting were reported, or the fact that many possessing questionable loyalty remained in the Trump administration. Like, why is James H. Baker, an Obama appointee, still director of the Office of Net Assignment at the Pentagon? The October 24th, 2019 court filing by the defense attorneys for General Flynn alleges that Baker leaked to the press copies of the transcripts from Flynn's December 2016 phone calls to then-Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. Baker had regularly scheduled lunches with the Washington Post David Ignatius, who published an article about the calls in January 2017. Over 4 years, the Office of Net Assessment paid alleged FBI informant Stephen Halper, linked both to the Flynn case and the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, over $1 million for research papers of dubious value. We should all be angry at whoever was counseling the president to leave these people in place. They should not have been left in place. And, there were a lot of people that wanted to be in the administration. They were ignored. And, in an ideal world, yes, he would have been willing, the Trump administration should have been able to vet the thousands of willing applicants and replace nearly everyone held over from the previous administration. But who carries out the vetting before Trump takes office? There's the trap. Right? There's the trap. Who would, the incoming administration's personnel office would be entirely dependent on the existing Obama carryover staff. The very people who would be deemed unreliable by the categorical replacement policy advocated by me, for example. Before inauguration, there would be no access to information resources, including classified information, other than through the incumbent Obama administration officials. So keep in mind that there's every possibility that hostile actors, including both domestic political opponents and foreign governments, would seek to insert covert agents into the new administration, and in the future they would wreak havoc. Then the incoming Trump administration would be raked over the coals for an ideological purge that inserted unqualified hacks, and the loss of expertise would be blamed for anything bad that happened. Now, keep in mind also that many people in important positions enjoy civil service protections and cannot be fired. And all in all, it was a serious challenge and more probably But it should have been done. It should have been done. And there's no excuse for ignoring the report of Sierra Mella's and Ms. Go's conversation. Though I wonder who it was that received the complaint. Maybe another Obama holdover? Maybe? Here's the sad fact. The bureaucracy, the federal bureaucracy, is a weaponized entity now. And replacing it is possible but not plausible on a mass basis. In particular, that you have a lot of parts of it that has a security clearance requirement, and those cannot be quickly restaffed because first we have to nominate them, then we have to, then they have to confirm them, and then they have to get them cleared. That's not something's going to happen overnight. And Trump's faced the same sort of problems that any corporate turnaround artist does, like Mitt Romney's Bain Capital. But in the corporate world, you can fire people without the civil service limitations. That's the big difference there. And then you don't have to face the time-consuming, complex process of obtaining or renewing security clearances. But the biggest reason that this happened, that this has been allowed to happen, is because the Trump administration did not have the president's back. This is something to learn from. This has always been there. It's always been like this. But it's never been weaponized to this extent because Trump wasn't supposed to win. That's the big thing to keep holding over. Trump wasn't supposed to win. We were not supposed to ignore the media. We were not supposed to ignore the advertising. But we did. And we may have saved the country in doing so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the A... I'm going to do that. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Leftists, let's talk about a meme. You see all these people on social media talking about how they're living their best life. The leftists don't think you should be allowed to make the decision of what your best life is. They love the concept of re-educating the public. They think that we, the great unwashed, are too simple-minded to understand both complex issues of policy and what is best for ourselves in our own lives. We may be thinking we're living our best life, but we don't really know. Think about those Bernie Sanders operatives that are out there talking about gulags and re-education camps for conservatives. They have all the answers. We're just too stupid to allow them to impose these solutions. It's the cornerstone of the progressive political philosophy. Our moral and intellectual betters need to be empowered to shape our lives so they can make the world a better place. Hitler believed this. Stalin believed this. Mao and every other left-wing dictator who helped rack up 100 million dead human beings in pursuit of this utopian ideal in the 20th century, all of them, to a man, believed this. You would think that 100 million, a third of the United States dead, would give some people pause, but you'd be wrong. Modern progressives deflect the reality of their philosophical forefathers with answers like Stalin wasn't a real communist. They should have followed Trotsky. And Hitler was a right-winger. These kind of answers demonstrate a elementary school-level understanding of politics and history, and not really one that actually pays attention to the lessons being taught. First, the idea that Stalin's Russia wasn't real communism ignores human nature and history. No totalitarian regime is about equality, be it under the banner of any progressive flag, communism, socialism, fascism, whichever ism. The leader, the leaders, always receive special treatment. The people waited in bread lines in the Soviet Union and starve in North Korea, and yet their leaders are fat people. Cuba has run down filthy hospitals with medical care just side of a good bleeding on the innovation front for the people and the latest greatest care available for those in power. So good was the care for the more equal leaders. Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez went there for his illness rather than seek it in the pit he'd created back home. And yet the average Cuban will willingly jump on a wooden door in the hope of not dying while trying to float 90 miles to Florida to escape what Michael Moore and Bernie Sanders praise. Then, the next thing is that the idea that any dictator is a right-winger is a laughable thing at best. On the political spectrum, the left wants more government, the right wants less government. Taking each to the extreme, how would you end up in the same place? You can't. The further left you go, the more government control over every aspect of life you get. That is where all the isms live. Taken to the extreme, the right would lead to anarchy, the absence of government, not the totalitarian grip of fascism. Where is the historical free society based on the concept of individual rights and responsibilities that has rounded up journalists and citizens or executed people for daring to dissent? Has that ever happened here? It doesn't exist. And those ideals and results are the domain of the left. But people knowing that makes getting elected a hard sell, so progressives simply deny it and assign their dark past to their opponents. They're constantly projecting, constantly, like an old projector. The Nazis were the National Socialist German Workers' Party, after all, which doesn't really have an individual liberty vibe to it now, does it? No. But progressives don't want to admit that Adolf Hitler shared a lot of policy goals with them, especially at a time when anti-Semitism is on the rise again amongst their fellow party members. Sounds better if the unshowered guy sitting next to you at the drum circle or convention wants to destroy Israel and engages in violence against their fellow Americans so they can use the force of government to destroy their political enemies if they call themselves anti-fascist. Then they're, if they get out there and say we're engaging in the tactics of Hitler and for many of the same goals. Realizing this is why the left hates the right so much. After 12 years of indoctrination in the public education system, too many of us still recognize the lies and refuse to conform, and conformity is the lifeblood of the left. Why do you think that they want you to go to college and then they want to forgive the college debt? Because they want 4 more years of indoctrination. They want the 4 years where you're actually becoming an adult and you're actually shaping the way you're going to think as an adult. The only problem is that even a plant will turn to the sun. And that's their problem. Upon accepting their efforts have failed with some, they set out to demonize them, to paint us as who they are. And everyone is the hero of their own story, so the idea that they are the racist or the fascist isn't a thought they can allow to creep into the safe space, which is between their ears, or they think. They're good and pure. They're only trying to help people. But too many people don't want their help. And there's the next problem. They'll take the reality they've earned over the empty promise of paradise on the backs of others. And the anger from this rejection leads to think pieces like, some of the stuff that you'll see out of it, like NBC News declaring Trump voters to be motivated by racism, who need to be punished while southern states elect senators from districts rather than statewide so minorities can have representation. It's embarrassingly stupid and un-American, not to mention unconstitutional, pushing the progressive idea that only someone who shares your skin color can represent you. Ask Condi Rice or Clarence Thomas how represented by Maxine Waters they feel. That is racism, condescending and open but done in the name of anti-racism, so it gets the approval of NBC News and a stamp of legitimacy. I believe that for a long time, a lot of Democratic voters have voted the way they do out of habit. Their parents were Democrats, their grandparents were Democrats, EIEIO. And they believe the party is for the little guy, but most people don't follow the news. That's the problem. They aren't aware of the left's fights to enact policies of social engineering and others that have failed around the world and bring suffering where they've been tried or continue to be tried. Instead, they get, couched in the rosy promises. The idea of everyone sharing equally sounds wonderful. The isms do bring equality. Everyone suffers equally, except for those at the top. Except for those at the top. Now, the left took 1984 not as a cautionary tale, but as a guidebook. As an erotic how-to tale leading to utopia. They're trying to execute a thought blitzkrieg to enact their agenda. And they hope that the bulk of Americans simply won't notice, that they won't catch on. This is why right now you see a bunch of leftists rejoicing that Rush Limbaugh is sick. Because he was a counterbalance. He was one of the people that started a surge. I would have to say that the biggest dissemination of information that people get today has to be from talk radio. Whichever flavor you're going for. And here we have a bunch of people that claim to be for the people, that claim to be for the little people, who hope Rush Limbaugh dies. And don't get me wrong, Rush Limbaugh and I, we're headed for the same objective in different lanes. I wish him Godspeed, but at the same time, I look at what he's facing and I'm setting myself for the sadness. And when you have a bunch of people that want to get out there and describe to you how you should think, tell you what you should feel, and revel in the suffering of a fellow human being, a fellow American, this is all you need to know. These are the people that want to take your guns. They want to take your freedom. These are the people that want to see people like you die because you listen to people like Rush Limbaugh. Be aware. We'll be right back. Coming up next, writer and author Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.